1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. If you'd like to join the conversation, anything related to your outdoor living area, landscape gardening. And we talked earlier, you obviously turn your sprinklers off. You don't need them. Probably won't need to turn them back on for at least 2 weeks, if not three.
Even grass, you know, as cool as it is, a couple of weeks at least.
And if you haven't got your pre-emergent down, you still can get to your nursery garden center, get a bag of granular and put it in your garden spreader. I will say that's another thing that was well worth whatever I paid for. It was a two-wheel cart, a seed spreader. You know, I use it for fertilizer. I use it for pre-emergent. I use it for weed killer. Yeah. It was well worth. It's so much easier than having that little one-pound hand shaker and walking around, and you go back and you fill it up, and you're like, oh, was it right here I stopped, or was it over here I overlapped? And, you know, you never had to worry about the coverage. Just push it and go. Even, you know, what was that one? Even a caveman could use it. Well, even the kids can use this.
Well, they like doing it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We're also talking about gardening book reviews today. Jay had mentioned a few, and if you go to rosieonthehouse.com, on the homepage, the right-hand side, there's a quick link, and you can click to that and click through to the entire list of books. And it's kind of a whip right now, a work in progress. We're adding pictures to each of the books, links to it, and where you can buy it. I'm sure you could find all of these on Amazon, but we've got two great resources. One is thriftbooks.com. And the other one Rosie told us about is called bookshop.org. So they will actually go find where this book is physically located in a local bookstore somewhere and then ship it from that bookstore to you. So you're supporting the local mom and pops. That if you listen to the broadcast, you know that's what we're all about, is supporting the local guys. And you can find both of those links there. And Cool Springs Press is one that we get a ton of books from.
And what's the one in Flagstaff? Northern Arizona has a public. I don't know if it's part of NAU, but there's a publisher.
Lumberjack Publishing. Until we're corrected.
The book I was trying to remember the name of was Practical Gardening in Southern Arizona, and that's available at the Valley Garden Center right here in Encanto area, 15th Avenue and McDowell-ish. You could probably call them or order it from them directly online. Valley Garden Center, Practical Gardening in Southern Arizona. It's a little tiny book.
You got that one, Carol? All right, she's good.
It's just got a lot of the basics. Pretty specific, really, even kind of a Phoenix book. But you know, if somebody's just wanting a thumbnail sketch of the basics, it's still a good one, I think.
I have one. You know what community-supported agriculture is? It's kind of a membership for getting vegetables from the local farmers. And when you
join, it's a subscription.
Yeah. So you, and there's all kinds of ways to get it. You like Crooked Sky Farms, you can either pick it up at their farm, you order ahead, or you can. They also have a booth at the Roadrunner Park. So, you know, there's different plans like that. But the thing is, you don't know really what you're getting, and you don't know how much.
You have a good idea just because of what grows in the time of year.
Right, but you might end up with something you don't even know what to do with. So
okay.
I found this book. It's amazing. It's like an encyclopedia. It's called Bounty from the Box, the CSA Farm Cookbook. And you'll have to read the little document because I can't pronounce her name. But it's a great book. It gives probably gives every vegetable, herb, and fruit known to man. It tells you everything but how to grow it. It tells you how to select it, how to cook it, how to preserve it. So, and lots of recipes. It's just a wonderful resource. Great recipes.
That's
too.
Pretty neat.
It is.
And it gets you to try something different too. Mm-hmm. If you get some fresh vegetable that you're not sure what to do with, try something new. One of the things, it wasn't a result of CSA, but for years, Amanda has been ordering food online. You just go to your app and it remembers your last order. And yes, I need this, that. And can you have substitutes? And you can check yes or no. Have you ever had Calito salsa? That was one that got substituted in. I probably never would have bought it otherwise just because I had my favorites that we always just go back to. But we haven't had ordered anything but Calitos since
then. Never even heard of it.
Neither had I. And it's got, but man, that is some great salsa.
Huh.
Made out of mine. Made out of Texas. And it's a lot thinner than, as I say thinner, it's cut up a lot smaller than like a paste picante.
Yeah.
We've got some bigger chunks. This is finer chop.
Okay.
But it's not as liquidy. So it like holds its body. And when you eat it, it's not like dripping all over the place. But
all right.
Got a great taste.
Well, if you're interested in trying some new things and trying community-supported agriculture, you can just go to Arizona Farm Bureau's website, fill your plate, and search community-supported agriculture, and it gives you some places that you can start the process.
And there's a lot of them here in Arizona,
yes.
Especially as you get to the outskirts of the metropolitan areas where you run into all the farm crops. And from Phoenix to Tucson, there's plenty of farm in between there, and even south of Tucson, they've got some great ones down there. So, the Outdoor Living Hour here at Rosie on the House. Time for Bottom of the Hour News Break. We'll be back.